From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Leanne Hansen.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was a time when we would have had to introduce our next musical guests as the cult favorites they still remain, the duo responsible for Birdhouse in Your Soul and Particle Man, the group that revived the 50s novelty tune Istanbul, Not Constantinople. But thanks to Fox TV and the Grammy Awards, we can now say that the two guys in our studio are a mainstream primetime fixture, having created the theme music for the sitcom Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare.
They might be giants. John Linnell and John Flansburgh have been creating memorable music for 20 years, long before Malcolm in the Middle. The show is about a family, especially about the kids. So there is some logic to the fact that They Might Be Giants have created an entire CD of music for kids. Joining them for one solo is Mrs. John Flansburgh, Robin Goldwasser. The album is called No, and it was not created with any children of giants in mind.
We've actually been informed by our publicist that we're the first people to make a children's record that wasn't inspired by the birth of a child.
Crass commercial venture on your part.
No, it was just that we flourish in obscurity. It was just another way to do an interesting project. Mm-hmm. And I think there's always been a thing about the spirit of They Might Be Giants as a band that is very childlike, and we've always been interested in the most progressive kinds of things that appeal to children. So making a children's album seemed like a natural.
Here on Fibber Island, we strum rubber guitars. Our friends live on Mars, and we sew buttons on our cars.
Tell me about the song Fibber Island.
When I was a kid, I had a record called Come For To Sing, and there was a bunch of traditional American folk songs on that record, including a song called Sing Tadalo Day, which is this big just sort of celebration of lying in a colorful way. And Fibber Island, in a lot of ways, is kind of my tribute to that idea for a song. It's just, you know, introducing kids to the enduring wonder of fibbing.
Here on Fibber Island, our house is made of pie. Our dog is 2 miles wide, and all he talks about is pie. Here on Fibber Island,
here on Fibber Island,
no one sings along,
no one sings along.
We just ride giraffes,
we just ride giraffes,
and wear bicycles for hats,
bicycles for hats.
To get to Fibber Island, you just close your eyes. In your mind and see what you can find.
Here on Fibber Island, we hide bimbies in our hair. You might need to stare, see the bimbies in our hair.
There's another song which, after I'd heard it on the CD, could not get out of my head, and it's about going to bed. Where did going to bed come from?
It seemed like a good thing to stick on the record, but the thing that made it sort of different was that it's one of the most raucous tracks on the record. It doesn't really make you want to go to bed.
The day is done, the sun is down, the curtains have been drawn, and darkness has descended over everything in town. The covers have been turned and I've got my pajamas on. I've had my fun, I've stretched and yawned, and all is said and done, I'm going to bed. Bed, 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 bed.
But it is a very catchy song, and it's a notion of a very triumphant day that the young child has had.
That's right. It's a celebration of the entire day.
I've done so many things today, there's nothing left to do. I ate 3 meals, I rode my bike, I hung out with my friends. I did my chores, I watched TV, I practiced the guitar. I brushed my teeth, I read my book, and then I sat around, I'm going to be.
Thank you. Now, you've included on this CD one song that is not new, but that, in fact, is a memory from the childhood of those well over 40 or even 50.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
Yeah, we actually, in investigating the song In the Middle, we found out the publishing belongs to the New York State Department of Transportation, which I think is probably the only song publishing controlled by a Department of Transportation. I could be wrong, and I'm sure there are people doing searches right now to make sure that that is, in fact, true.
In any case, it's almost certainly the Department of Transportation's greatest hit.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look up. Use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait, until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
So I am trying to wonder what the difference is, since there is something childlike, juvenile often, about some of the things that they might be giants have done. What ultimately is the difference between writing for people who are 6 and 7 and writing for people who are 26 and 27?
It's something that we, you know, had to remind ourselves when we started working on this record. And when we thought about it at all, we realized that our other records have, you know, happy, friendly-sounding melodies, mostly. They're very melodic, and they're not overt. There's no swearing, or there's not very much swearing on our adult records. But they do cover topics, a lot of topics that would really be unsuitable for kids, namely death and deep disappointment, you know, and bitterness and things like that. And we use welcoming sounding music to discuss things that are too unpleasant to talk about otherwise. This record was surprisingly fun and interesting for us to make. It made us think that we'd like to do another one, but you know, we'll see how this one does. If we're shut down completely, then we'll have to slink back to the rock club with our tails between our legs.
I hope that's not the case. And thank you both very much for talking with us again, John Linnell and John Flansburgh of
Nice
They
talking
Might Be
to
Giants.
You.
The CD is called No, and it's out this month from They Might Be Giants. They call it an album for the whole crazy family.
Finger pointing, eyebrows low, mouth in the shape of the letter O. Red means stop, do not go, no, no, no.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.